All right, we're up to Pesayin Gimel. You got a regular container, Yeah. Regular. It comes from a chicken farm. Yeah, I would imagine odds are it comes from a chicken, but do I know? I don't know. It's hard to do the opposite of what says a Shulchan Aruch Beferish. So, the simon of kashrus of an egg is tzarech echad tzarech echad. I asked Dr. Babish to find me a round egg, and he was not able to find a bird that lays a perfectly round egg. He's not able online.
He's climbing trees.
The DNA analysis, if it says it's a chicken, then it's a chicken. It's Eshelvara, right. I'm curious to find out, to know. Because it's Eshelvara, it's also.
Would you rely on DNA? Right.
Is that considered Eshelvara?
Yeah, I think so. If the DNA said it was similar to a chicken, I wouldn't rely on it. If it said it was identical, I would rely on it.
Would that be considered Eshelvara if it's such a chicken?
Eshelvara has to be Bakal. Really, some Eshelvara has to be Bakal, but he's right. But here it's Usser anyway. And Mishul Nara says he's Tzarech Lekad, Tzarech Lekad. How much? $5,000 for DNA. You know, they told me that they do MRIs on the Esregen to see the seeds up. I said, don't MRIs cost a lot of money? It's probably not covered. So, he said MRIs cost a lot of money because the machine costs $10 million, $20 million. So they have to make the money back. But doing an MRI doesn't cost a lot of money. So if you're there and it's a machine is sitting there, you can play with it.
Just the patient goes in.
Okay. I'd love to bring it to Rebelski, but I'm afraid he's not going to give it back to me. It means in what?
The ellipsis.
It's not what it sounds like.
Like
side echod chad and side echod kad sounds like one side is pointy and one side is not. That's what the words seem to say. And any symmetrical, even the asymmetrical egg, is not chad and kad. It's not. Okay, Sif Gimel. Again, we're doing the introduction. Simon Pei Zayin is the introduction to Hilchos Basar B'Challav, and our introduction to Hilchos Basar B'Challav lays the groundwork for what meat and what milk are Basar B'Challav. Last week there was great interest in the question of Basar Nevela, which is a very important shaila because of the dog food today. Much of the dog food is Basar B'Challav, has cooked together meat and milk, and the meat is not Satmar Shchita. It's Nevela, it's Basar Nevela. And although a human being is not eating it, you're giving it to the dog, that's a question of Hana. That's an issue of Heter Hana. So we're going to deal with Basar Nevela, but the Mechaber doesn't mention it. Let's see what the Mechaber says. Ba'enai Nayig Ela B'Basar Behema Tahira. B'chalav behema tahira. It has to be a kosher min with the milk of a kosher min. So the milk of a goat and the meat of a cow is basar b'chalav. Ama basar tahira b'chalav tameya. Ay basar tameya b'chalav tahira. But let's say you have meat from a non-kosher animal. You have horse meat and it's mixed with milk. Mutarim b'bishul u'bahana. Now, I can't say it's mutter to eat it because, of course, you can't eat it. It's a tray. But it's mutter bebishel, you're allowed to cook it, ubahanor, and it's mutter bahanor. So, this is the din of a basa behema tmeya. I'll trouble you to turn back to look at Shach Gimel. Shach Gimel deals with the question of whether this is aser of basa becholov. It's aser ba'achila. The israachila is a basa becholov dikadin of israachila. Or is it a behema tmeya dikadin of basa b'chalav? You follow the question? When you have horse meat with milk, we're saying it's asa b'achila, muta b'hanoa b'bishl. That iser to eat horse meat, which is cooked with milk, it's a din beima tameya. That certainly is. Is there a din basa b'chol of the rabbanon on that as well? What's a nafkamina? What's nafkamina if this is a basa b'chol of? What?
For bittul.
But I know he said Farish is with it. Because the old Rabbanans, remember we said in Sif Aleph that all basa b'chol of the rabbanon, what? So it wouldn't help. What about Anah means once you have it, you can have Anah from it. But Nafkamina is for Chaticha Nas Nevela. If I have a Kazayas of Basa Tmeya and it absorbs a Kazayas of Cholos, so now it's two Kazayas, and now it falls into a pot. Do I need shishim against the two kazaisim? Is this possible chalav? Or do I only need a kazayis against the horse meat? Because that's if you don't say chaticha nasavela b'shari surim. Now, grab the light of Ramah, we hold, we do say chaticha nasavela b'shari surim. It's enough community, like the machaber. The machaber's shita is we don't say chaticha nasavela b'shari surim only by basa b'chalav. So therefore, this would now be a tremendous nafkamina. The second nafkamina is fechaticha roi l'schabed. Let's say I have a steak of kosher meat, and it's cooked with cholav behema tmeya. Let's say someone gets milk from a camel, or milk from a chazer, and this meat is cooked in that cholav. Now, this steak, which is kosher meat, has a blia of chalav tameya, now gets mixed yavesh b'yavesh with other steaks. I can't tell which is which, and just for argument's sake, let's say it's not possible to taste it. For whatever reason, I can't imagine why it wouldn't be possible. Let's say it's not possible. Do I say that this is a chaticha roi l'schabed? So I have to remind you, we had a rule. The chaticha roi l'schabed, that if the iser is a blia, we don't say chaticha roi l'schabed. If the guf of the meat is mutter, just that it has a blia of some other iser, the blia is not roi l'schabed, and the meat is really kosher. By isa balua, we don't say chaticha roi l'schabed. We would say it's bottle. So when I have kosher meat with chol of tameya, if the iser is a chol of tameya dikadin, then the meat is not a chaticha roi l'schabed, because the guf habasar is mutter, it's only the blia that's awesome. However, if I say that this is basar b'chalav midrabanan, that there is a basar b'chalav dikadin, then the meat itself is the guf ha'isr, and then it's a chaticha roi l'schabed. You follow? Those are the two differences. If you say something is a basar b'chalav dikadin or a behemah tmeya dikadin, nafkamina chaticha nas nevela, and for chaticha roi l'schabed. So if you look at Shach Gimel, he brings an interesting machloikis, Lashon HaTor. The Torah says, Avo basa tahira b'chol ha'beim ha'tmeya. I basa tahira b'chol ha'tahira. U basa chai v'ayis, afilu b'chol ha'tahira. Eina yelo midrabanan. He says, it's basa b'chol ha'drabanan. The Torah says, not like the mechaber. He says that it's basa b'chol ha'drabanan. Umutu b'vishul b'hanah. That's the Torah. So Kosev Beis Yosef, Lashon Sheinim Achuvenu. He says the Torah never meant that. The Lashon is not exact. The Masha Kosev Eini Yalam Midrabanan. Lo Motzi Koyel Lachayev Oif B'chalav. Poultry with milk is an Isid Rabanan. B'chalav Tahira. Di Labasa Tahira B'chalav Tameya Yivcha. Lo Yashkechon Shasru Chachamim Ba'achila Mishon Basa B'chalav. We don't find Chazal Asid Basa Behema Tameya with milk, as basa b'chalav, gam lo yoyeh inyu ma'isu emi devrayim, ach shekfar hu asr, va'im, asa va'imeg ben atayra, mishon basa tayra, chalav tamei tamei. So the Beis Yosef says that the Torah couldn't have meant that. Because why would Chazal make a gzera on something that's not that, it's not negeya? You're not going to eat it anyway. It's not negeya. Why would Chazal make a gzera on basa tamei with chalav tahira, or the reverse? So the Bach answers the Beis Yosef's kasha. No, the reason they made the gezeira is what we're saying. To add chaticha dora devela and chaticha rada schadid. To add these two isurim. L'keitichin kan aloshim v'yofak even. He says, Beisesh was right. Elo shahabach hisig alav. Upirish. Datura slashmina de makamaka, and don't turn the page, the next column. Makamaka with rabbanon asa mishabasa mechalav. V'nafkimina l'yichaticha nasa devela. The sphere lay in elababa sechalav. V'chim l'yichaticha rada schadid ayisham. Chim pirish aprisha. So we have here a machlaikis, the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber, on one hand, and the Beis Yosef Mechaber is the same person, right? And on the other hand, the Bach and the Prisha arguing with him. The Bach and Prisha say that Abasa Tameya, they did war geyser, Abasa Mechal of Durabana. Aye, what's a nafkamina? You're right, it's very small nafkamina. It's nafkamina chaticha das nevela, nafkamina chaticha reelas chabit. That was the whole desire. All the drabana, every boss of Machal drabana, they didn't ask Sahana for that reason.
They don't precisely answer the kasha. I think the Bach is why
is they make things safe.
They only answer the
nafkamina. The Shach Tain is on the Bach that the Bach is answering the nafkamina. But he's not answering the question, why would they make such a gzeira? Why make a gzeira of something that's only the Gaya in a far-fetched case where it's chaticha nas nevela, chaticha nas chavit? What? Yeah, so that's the shach. The shach is masik like the Beis Yosef, and the Tan is the same. Shach and Tasi are almost identical. They both say that by basa beima tumeya and chalof tahira, or basa tahira and chalof tumeya, there's no basa b'chalof dikadim like the Beis Yosef. And the Mechaber, here's Lashon, is that there's no Isser at all, ain't a Nayig Ella. And that's the Maskana Ladina. Bach and Taz both say that Ladina, there is no Basa Machal of Dikadin. And that's the way we pass it. Again, I doubt this is something that would ever come up, Halacha L'maisa. But if it would come up, this would be a Machlaikis here. So now we have to move to Nevela. And it's funny, we didn't finish yet the Mechaber. You know, let's finish the Mechaber, we'll move on to Nevela. Just the Mechaber, Obasa Chaya V'Oif, next page. Poultry, Obasa Chaya, or meat of a deer. Afilu B'chol of Tahira, Mutter B'Bishul B'Hana. It's Mutter to cook poultry with milk. V'af B'Achila, Einay Asa Ela Midrabanan. And even B'Achila, it's only Asa Midrabanan. Aval Dogim V'Chagavim, Ein B'Hem Isaf Ela Midrabanan. But if you want fish with milk, or grasshoppers with milk, there's no issur even with Rabbanan, it's mutar l'chatchila. Okay, the issue, there are three issues that are very negeh l'halacha in this sif. One is basa nevela, which we'll go to in a minute. One is the following Ramah, which talks about power of a milk, which we're going to discuss after. But I just want to digress, there's a third Indian here, the Indian of whether it's mutter to have fish and milk together. I think you all know that fish and meat may not be eaten together because of a chashas sakana. Now, whether it's a sakana gufi or a sakana ruchni is not so clear. Lashon Chazal use a chashas tzaras, whatever that means exactly. The Sechemet says it's a ruchni istika sakana, not a physical sakana. So this is the debate. But definitely milk and rather meat and fish, there's no shayla. We don't eat meat and fish together. What about milk and fish? Milk and fish, are we allowed to eat it together? Here it says in the Shulchan Aruch, dogim v'chagavim ein b'hem isser, afilim midrabanan. It says that you're allowed to have dogim together with milk, there's no isser, even midrabanan. Look in the Taz, Gimel, the Beis Yosef Kosav, umakom akayim ein lechol dogim b'cholov. He says, nevertheless, a person should not eat fish with milk. V'me'a sakana, as I state in the Beis Yosef, and that's why people said that the Sfaradim are very machmir to Beis Yosef. The Taz says v'utar seifrim, it's a printer's error. V'tzarech loymer im basar, and it should say together with meat. I think one of the Mefarshim here writes that the printer, Nischalef loy basa b'chalof. The printer made a mistake. He meant to write dogim bechbasar, and the schalaf loy basar bechalav. He wrote dogim bechalav. So the he says it's a tosai. If it's a chleimer in baskel, so barachayim kufayin gimel. Chikos darkei moishin. The star of the beisyes of kanah. There's the lashon. The star of the beisyes of kam basar bechalav. But lavush had to come out of beisyes of ve'ina nachin. Lavush is machmir, and he says that that's not correct. So we have here both the Shach and it says the same as the Taz. I read the Taz because it's shorter. And the Shach says the Hupashot, that there's no Isser to have milk and fish together. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva Tes brings from the Acharonim. Pesachei Tshuva Tes on the bottom. Isser, you have it in the copies, right? Ayin Be'er Heite, Ayin Tshuva Tzchinach Beis Yehuda. He said, look, they have this dispute in whether it's us or not. Let me go and ask the doctors. So he went to the doctors. The dafka dogim amutugodim im chema muto lechol. If you fry, there's a doctor here who can explain this to me, it'll be good. Their medical understanding was that if you fry fish with butter, mutter lechol. Yeah, it's mutter. I don't say for the cholesterol, it says it's mutter. Avol dogim hamuvushalim b'cholav, yesh b'er sakan eschayli. It's a sakan of the dagim b'karim b'yayid. Because dagim cools the body. The gamma cholav ra mazik l'guf. And also the cholav has a similar cooling effect. So the two together, that's really bad. So the Bechina Pes Yehuda says that milk and fish is aser.
The physical sakana.
By mitshuvis for some seifer shekasta zeh enoy emes. For neman aleinu harambam gadol araifim. But some seifer has this famous line. Neman aleinu harambam gadol araifim, who says you're allowed to have milk and fish together. You want to go to doctors? Some seifer says I have a doctor for you. And you go to the Rambam, and that's that. You know, there's a ma'aseh once with Rabbi Saul Salanter was in a home, a very poor home, and he went in for whatever reason. Once he was there, they invited him to eat. They gave him to eat. He saw it was a very poor home. He didn't want to eat their food because he knew they didn't have much food. So when they served him, he said, my doctor said I'm not allowed to eat this. He says, oh, your doctor can't eat it. They didn't say they didn't eat it. So when he went out, his talmid, whoever with him, asked him, what do you mean? Your doctor said you're not allowed to eat it. How could you lie like that? He says, no, in Rambam it says, also lechol misuda sheinu misapekes l'bailam. You're not allowed to eat from food that the owner, if the balbos doesn't have enough food. So he says, the Rambam is my doctor. So, you know, he said, it's us. So Sefer says, you're going to doctors? Nemor aleinu Rambam gadol araifim. The Rambam, this is the Lashon of Rambam, dagim v'chagovim ein be'em iser. That you're allowed to eat fish together with milk. So he says this mutter. V'chein kosa prima gadim v'shein bahag. The dagim im cholov yesh sakana, ubechema v'shuman haniklat me'agabi acholov ein sakana. Just like carrot with butter or cheese or soft cheese ain't sakana. Ain sham the mashma da'itay the afim cholov dafka lechatchila yesh lizayer, avad diavet ain lesser. So here you have the prima gadim that also says to be machmir with milk. Vayim b'chumas adnei pause shekasa b'shem Rabbeinu Bachya parshas mishpatim. Yes, sakana gemura bedag im gvina. He says fish with hard cheese is a sakana. Hu adin im chalav, and the same thing with milk. L'chein pasak da'apid yevet aser. Avol dagim chema kasa d'shari kimi shakala oilam eisen kain. V'nir alida inna shakala oilam avashim gam im chalav shari kimi d'dashu barav. This maskana, the Pesachei Tshuva, is our meaning in most B'nai Ashkenaz. There are many circles that are not chayshish for this at all. But I think the sakana in Yonah, people have to get very nervous. And I think the predominant minig is cream cheese and lox with mekel. Because that's chema and what does he call it? Shuman and Nikla me'agabe achala. So in our circles, we're mekel. On milk and fish, I think we're mashbir. Now, hot cheese and fish, I don't know. Well, what is the meaning by hard cheese and fish?
They serve hard cheese at a bris.
No, the same mouthful as fish. Do they have a fish with melted cheese on it? Is it such a dish? I don't know.
Tuna
with melted cheese. So hot cheese, I'm not sure what to... I have in my notes when I learned this that Rav Palm said that Gvina Kasha is din like a chalav. Whatever your minig is by chalav, that you should be noig by Gvina Kasha. By Gvina Racha, Chema, that to be mekel, and you know what your minig is by milk. It seems to me that most European Jews who come from Russia, Poland, mm-hmm. Hungary, from these areas, are machmir. And those who come from Germany, Austria, these places are more mekel. That's what it seems to me. The same mouthful. It means the same mouthful. Because it's a base yosef. If you go to Sfaradi Bris, I don't think you get the lox and cream cheese. I don't know if you get bagels. But they compensate. You should see the bris, and they compensate with other food. But...
I thought that a bris is...
For milk and fish, well, meat and fish. We're talking about milk and fish. So, coffee and fish. Coffee with milk and fish would be totally indispensable. There are many who are mekel straight out. Many places. Look, the Shach and Taz are mekel. That's definitely enough to rely on. The Shach and Taz on some sites says, Nemon Aleinu Ramon Gadol Araifim. It certainly, it sure said, to be mekel on. It has, I think, a taikif, a minig. A person has a minig. Either way. I don't know that there's a difference. The Lasha Beis Yosef is Ein Lechol Dagim B'Cholov. The Chumrah comes from the Beis Yosef. Maybe. I don't see the words, but. Well, they would argue that the Mechaber here is talking about Dine Basa Mechalim. Not talking Dine Sarkani, he's talking Dine Basa Mechalim. The real problem with this Chumrah is that it's not mentioned anywhere else. It's a Beis Yosef. In Hilchis Sarkana and Kuf Yud Zayin, he doesn't mention it. There's no earlier Makar for it. There's no other Makar for it. It's certainly Yosef Mashma that it's a Tos HaTfos. And that it should say basar, not that it should say basar bedogim. The question is, what is basar bedogim doing in Siman Pei Zayin? It's a chiddush at sakana, that basar bedogim is a sakana. Saying the Beis Yosef didn't mean to say basar dogim bechalav is sakana, he meant to say dogim bebasar. That's a chiddush. What's it doing in Siman Pei Zayin? There's nothing to do. And what? Well, which one? Dogim bebasar. So there we find it in many Rishayim. I don't know what the source is, the original source, that we find in more than one place. Some of you find in one place, and they tie it to Tos HaTfos first. Alright, so this is a side Indian.
In fact, the sheet of the Beis Yosef, why did he bring it down in the Shulchan Aruch?
Right. So the argument would be that here he's talking about Hilchos Basar B'Cholov. Hilchos Basar B'Cholov, it's Mut. Al Sakana, so that, why does he bring it anywhere?
Because
the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam, you put the Lashon. Alright, so this is a side issue. Again, the Ikar HaDin, you could be mekel on milk and fish. It's a question of minig, that's all a question. And I don't mean that's all. But compared to din, this is minig, which is less. But it's a question of minig, and the minig we keep on minhagin. And somebody whose family has a minig not to eat it, so you don't eat it. It's true at the end is mechati milk and cheese. Oh, the very end, Nirali, he's not there, Mekala milk. The very last line, he's Mekala milk, he says the whole Velt is Nadashu by Rabbit. Because Chuv at the end says, it's what he's quoting the Prima Gadim, who's Machmir. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to answer. Ephraim. Let's see, what does Yad Ephraim say? What? Herring and milk. What a delicious mixture. No, but it's a raya that meaning was to be made. It's a raya. What is cream sauce? Milk or cheese?
They have sour cream sauce.
Milk.
Very soft. It's very loose.
Okay.
Cream.
What does Yad Ephraim say? Yad Ephraim, you have it on your copies? Yeah. Okay. Avol dogim v'chagov v'mein b'am Yisrael b'er heita v'kazak del d'il divrei haroifim yeshakana gam b'dogim v'mchalav. Yad Ephraim. Sham, yeah. Ayin k'nesak del divrei haroifim yeshakana gam b'dogim v'mchalav. There were doctors who felt that it is a sakana. Umarik tziyasim in ayin gimel kasekem yishayim Rabbeinu Bachya. This Rabbeinu Bachya in Parshas Mishpatim. Vayim beislechim yudah shakasa shashama amei raifim mumchin davka cholav mamish aval chema vishuman shakiltin lechalav ein chashash. V'liyo rabba barachayim kohen ayin gimel kasav divar knesak daila ma shakasim loyri isi makpidim bezeh ayin knesak daila shamayrit rabbi v'chein ezi rabbanim ayin naitlim. They used to wash their hands by dogam lagvina, the bigger chumra. Ubamazik bracha, which is the chidah, sardim, hiskim, the toa seif and nafu bebeis yosef. Ubamakim tzchalav, tzarch lai mebasa. Ubidina seinu. What? Ama dabar. Ama dabar. The people say, Ama dabar shem avashlam dogim im chalav, alai kapti klau. Well, in Yibishal dog in the Klibasa, I'm telling him Yibor Basimikov Tezai. He said, Mevashim dog in Mimchalav, like Hapti Klau. A dog in Mechagov, in Ebem Isser, to do what? In Bahem, dog in Mechagov, there is no Isser Basim Mechalav. No, Nichlaf is the Beis Yosef, not the Mechaber. Yeah, the Torah Taz, the way the Taz, see top line of the Taz? Ein lechol dogim b'chalav. So there the word switched. Yad Ephraim at the end is being Mekel. The Peschichu at the end is being Mekel. The Shachin Taz are Mekel. We have Rabu HaMekilim in this Indian. The Shach Taz, Beis Yosef, Yad Ephraim, Peschichu, are Mekel. No, Bregel's and Lachs are saying everybody would be Mekel. Command everybody. But except for the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, but come out, everyone's make. But the other Indian of Chalav. So the last line, Yad Ephraim says, "Amad Dabar." The minhag ha'olam is that to be make, leave it on milk. And again, in Adin al Halacha, yes, we had a paskin. The halacha is its mutter. It's Rabbi Amikilim. If you have a minhag ha'mishpacha to be machmir. It's a minig that has a shita. Any minig that has a shita is a real minig. Lamaisa lovvush shalz it's aser. So it's a minig that has a shita, and you have to be, keep your minig. The svar very strong. That's a tar cipher. Very strong. That's a tar cipher. But what I'm going to tell you is it's a minig. Yeah, the frame says. Yeah, at the end he just says, Gabi meat and fish. He says, look in Simon Kuf Yudvav. You look in Hilchot, that's mentioned, discussed elsewhere. He says, here we're talking about milk and fish, meat and fish. Right, let's turn back and get to the Neveh later. Pam said that, that's what I have written in my notes, I didn't remember it, but in my notes I had written that he said, Givina Dina Kachalav. And whatever you're meaning is by chalav. It's you should have by hard cheese. See, the problem by hard cheese is that there is a rishon. There's Rabbeinu Bachya who says it's a problem. But I'm not mistaken, even the Aruch HaShulchan brings Rabbeinu Bachya. But he also says, the Aruch HaShulchan also says, Aminig Lahakal. So he's also from the list of the Mekilim. Mm-hmm. But Rabbeinu Bachya and hard cheese, it's a rishon. I think he means, my understanding, Gavina Kosher. I mean, maybe he may only mean 6-hour cheese, Gavina Kosher. If we know the Mitzvah's changed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to call it the Rambam Gadol HaRaifim, because the Rambam himself says that from the Gemara to his time, he can't rely on the Gemara. So from the Gemara to the Rambam to us is about the same amount of time. I'll tell you the answer is, how can we rely on the Rambam? Mitzvah's change. The Rambam is the same time period that this Beis Yosef is talking about. Right, Beis Yosef is a few hundred years later, but Beis Yosef based things on earlier. We, our medical understanding, we would eat it. The only reason that we're being machmir is because we find Rishayim that mentioned that it's a problem. So if you're talking about in the time of Rishayim was a sakana, that it wasn't a sakana in that time. You worry about today, it's our medical understanding today, we wouldn't be machmir. We're just worried about then. So what you're calling Messiah, I'm calling Minig. Yes, it's the same idea. If you know your family's Minig is to be Machmir, your father's Machmir on this?
No.
No. From Litta, I guess they weren't Machmir on this. So, what? Okay. There's another Chumrah, if you want, it's Rabbi Kiv Eger in Kuftez Zayin, says not to have milk and water and fish in the same mouthful. He brings the Sefer Sidon. That's the Makar to drink Bromfer, though. No, but really, Rabbi Kiv Eger brings Sefer Sidon not to have water in the same mouthful as fish. But that's sakana, not still swim. That's a sakana. That's what Kiv Eger brings. I remember when I learned it, I mentioned, I'm machmir. When I'm machmir, I don't think it's a sakana, but I do have the cover of Rabbi Kiv Eger. So someone made a comment, I bet you Rabbi Kiv Eger only brought the Sefer Chassidim off the cover of the Sefer Chassidim. But to come up with new sakanas, it's very difficult. But it's not hard to be machmir to Rabbi Kiv Eger, so... what about... Fried things are not a sakana. They're a sakana in excess. Fried food is not a sakana. People who have an excessive diet that's excessively high in fried foods is a sakana for those people who are prone to high blood pressure. There are people. It's something. There's a rule of a big klal in Yanam of Sakana that something that's Doshu Bei Rabim is a rule of Shemir Psalm Hashem, which is a halachic concept, that something that people don't consider a sakana is not a sakana. Ramayshin, in a tshuva printed in 73, held cigarettes are not halachically a sakana because it's Shemir Psalm Hashem. The argument, which makes sense, is that it changed in the last 35 years. If you want to know how much it changed, we have Alex Gross, who always complains that people don't smoke anymore because his business was always tobacco. So he always complained there are less and less people smoking. They didn't say Yidden should smoke, but today it changed very much. Today smoking is seen as a sakana by everybody, not the way it was when we were kids. And the Rebbeim smoked in the Beis Medrash, and so it changed. But I think potato chips today are like smoking was then. It may not be helpful, but it's Shemir Psalm Hashem.
Does Shemir Psalm Hashem mean that it'll be safe, or it means just means that?
I once gave a shiur that years ago. If it means it'll be safe, the statistics don't bear that out. All right, let's get to the Basa B'chol opinion. Turn back, please, to the Dagel Meravava. And this Dagel Meravava is the Mara Makim on Basa Nevela. You want to have a Mara Makim, well, you're not going to find. This Dagel Meravava and the Rambam he quotes. Now, what is the issue here of Basa Nevela? On side Kuf Pei Tes, the second side that we did today. Turn back one if you were holding with us. The Dagel Meravava discusses this thing. Now, I have to just preface by saying that this really should touch logically on the question of Ein Issachal Al Isser. Which means that if you already have one Isser, a second Isser is not Chal. And that's a klal in Shas, Ein Issachal Al Isser, except by Issachal and Issa Maisif, Yeshayim Rimaf Issa Chamer. But for our discussion, it's a kailal, it's a maisif. What's an isa kailal? Isa kailal is something that's kailal other things. In other words, let's say a person has nevela, and it comes Yom Kippur. So he'll say, if I eat nevela on Yom Kippur, I'm not over on Yom Kippur. Ain't it a chalal iser? We say no. Yom Kippur is kailal all foods. Nevela is only this food. That's an iser kailal, it's kailal other foods, and therefore we say iser chalal iser. That an iser would be chal on another iser. So we're going to have to be done now on how this works. Now, by behemah tmeya, we said, ain't a noy by behemah tmeya, that's a meat. Gedi. My special gedi, it doesn't say basa b'chalei v'ivai, it says gedi. Gedi is memayit behemah tmei. It has nothing to do with any sechalos. Nevela is gedi. It is a gedi. It is a kasher min. What's a din? So let's see. Well, now pashtus l'chayrit should be in isekayu. Why? It's kayu l'chalav. Let's see what the Dogam Ravava writes. Basa nevela v'chei chelev. Basa nevela or chelev, which is very negay. I will see why in a few minutes. Also, levashel b'cholav min ha'tayra v'loika al bishulay. So this is a raisa to cook basar nevela b'cholav. That, as I say, that's not a machlokes v'loika al bishulay. So someone has dog food with basar nevela, do they cook it for the dog or they just pour it into a bowl? No, they pour it into a bowl. So they could, if someone want to cook it, no shayla to this is a raisa, makes a kelim treif. Aval, b'achila ein b'yisa basar b'cholav. When it comes to eating it, there's no issa basa b'chalav. V'chol zeh mevor b'rambam, terek tes macholis asuris halachavav. Omno. Im uwasa b'ano, ain't it mevor b'divar rambam. If it's muta b'ano, which is our shayla feeding it to a dog, he says it doesn't say in the rambam. Avo b'pirish ha-mishnayis m'sechtas krisis. Perek shlishi, b'mishnah yeshech ha-lachila achas. And yet the mishnah mevor shom b'divar rambam. The rambam says a chiddish. The rambam calls it nekuda ha-neflah. He calls it a nekuda, how would you translate the flaw? An amazing, a wondrous point. Shein ay osir bahano, ayin shav, the nekuda and the flaw, shabir sham. He says over there, a nekuda and the flaw. What's his nekuda and the flaw? That the isir hana and the isir achila are totally zebizeh. That the isir hana is only fchalam, basa b'chalav, when there's an isir achila as basa b'chalav. And since he says there's no iser achilas basa b'chalav, therefore there's no iser of hanas basa b'chalav. That's the nekuda, the flaw of the Rambam, Shabir Sham.
The iser has to be because of basa b'chalav.
Right, there has to have an iser achila basa b'chalav to have an iser hanas. Now why should that be? I'll explain to you just half, because the half is easy. The Prima Gadim says, so machlaik is where we learn iser hanas by basa b'chalav. You all are familiar, we all are familiar with Rashi and Chumash. It says three times, the Gemara, that loisaychu kol teiva, that hanoah b'chlal achilahu. Right, the sugi in the second parak of Pesachim, that hanoah is included in loisaychu. Because hanoah, maybe the achilah, whatever the hesber is, hanoah, when it says loisaychu, it includes hanoah. So then the kud and the flaw would be, that since the issa hanoah is derived from a lashon loisaychlu, so there has to be an iser achila for there to be an iser hana. That's the nekuda, the flaw. Now, to love this, let's put aside. Let's see how we paskin. How does the Dogam Ravava paskin? He brings a kula of the Rambam. Says Ashlo Dibrei Ataisus Masech Teschulin Daf Kofalaf Amid Aleph Dibra Maskel Iser Kail Kasa She Iser Hana Loi Mikri Iser Maisif. Taisus says that the fact that now it becomes Asa Bahana does not make it an Issa Maisif, we should say Issa Chalal Isser. And Hechuch L'divrei HaNekuda HaNeflah. Mekomakim Lo B'tilu L'Taisis B'feirish She'yichalek She'yichluku Aldinei Shal Rambam She'hechuch She'eni Asa Bachilu B'shem Asa Bachalav Eini Asa Bahana. Even though you could say I'll say Issa Chalal Isser, say what you want, but that's not the Rambam. The Rambam is not talking I'll say Issa Chalal Isser. He's talking out the kud and the flaw. That is the hadas toli and isra achila. L'chein ha'semech ha'zeh b'mokim hefsid l'yafsid. A very interesting language. Ha'semech ha'zeh b'mokim hefsid l'yafsid. If you're afraid you'll have a loss, and you do this, then you won't have a loss. He means l'yafsid and ruchnius either. Yesh ha'mi l'smayach on the Rambam to be matir. So this is the Dogam Ravava's kula, that b'mokim hefsid, it's mutter for a person to be meikel. So we have to see those that come after him, are they more meikel or more machmir? He's meikel b'mokim hefsid. He wouldn't allow someone to buy dog food for his dog based on that.
So the interesting thing over here is
Oh, so I'm going to talk about that. You're right. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Wait a minute, and we'll talk about it. What? No, what I'm doing is taking the shortcut. All right, let me just explain the lumdis. The lumdis of the Nekuda Neflah. Again, Nekuda Neflah is easy. He says, Isser Hanah, Nisser Achila, Tlui, and Zeb is there. There's no way Sahila is Pasa Mechalav. There's no way Sahanah is Pasa Mechalav. That's the Nekuda Neflah. Everyone who comes after the Rambam asks why. So there are two halves to the explanation. There's one half that explains the Pasuk L'Sechel Kol Te'eva, why it should be that way. And there's one half of Lois Pasha Kadiba Chalei. So I explain the half that's easier to explain, which is the Prima God, who says, Lois Sechlu Kol Te'eva, Hanoa Nachila Atoli Zebizeh. The crazy place he explains, like the other drasha, Lois Pasha Kadiba Chalei Vimai. So why should Hanoa Nachila be Toli Zebizeh? The three independent psukim. One is in Shmais and two are in Devarim. They're in totally different places. So he explains, that the question is, the word Gedi is the same word in all three Pesukim. So he says that the word Gedi, by Lysaichlu, Lysaisha Gedi, Bachalevi might, the word Gedi that's Osir, Bachilas Basabachalav, is the same Gedi that's Osir, Bahanos Basabachalav. So if Gedi doesn't mean Nevela in Pasik Achila, then it doesn't mean Nevela in the Pasik of Hanoah. That's a shtick race place. Question is, then why by Bishul? Bishul is the same Gedi. So I don't know how the crazy place explains that, but that's how the crazy place explains, at least in the Kudah the Flaw, which again, in Lumdis, we would have to work on it a little more to understand. I'm not, for now, we're not going into the Lumdis, we're going to deal with the Halacha. How do we pass?
Why is there Nisa Bishul on
the Vail B'Chavi says, Nisa Bishul. So, according to Christ's place, according to the Prima Garden's explanation, it's easy. A Sechlu that only Hanan and Achila told his
episode.
And
it
would be easy to
divide.
But
therefore,
this is the rest.
So, how would you know Behemoth Tmeyah?
Behemoth Tmeyah is a miyot.
It's
a miyot because Gedi is Memayot Behemoth Tmeyah. So, that's a drosh of Chazal. So, it's easy. The Pischei Tshuva brings the Halacha Lameisa. Pischei Tshuva Vav. It looks long, but the whole first part is a quote, word for word, of the Dugal Mervava. The first five or six lines. Til ad kan l'shaynei, Pischei Tshuva Vav. So he quotes two machmirim that are, it's going to be impossible to be makel after them. Ayin prima gadim, b'psicha, shekasim naktina da'asaban amin atayra. First he brings the prima gadim, that asers. And then in the parentheses, he brings the Chassam Sefer. I'm just a Sefer, Shanishal Gamkein Alinyin Zeh. Every Divergel gave me a Tzedakah, B'Sefer Kafe Yayna, B'Uvda. Sho'umnim Irvul Chema B'Chelev. They were making candles. Candles are made from Chelev, were made from Chelev, from fats. So they mixed butter into the fats, Lashis Mehem Neiris, Ki Hoya Chelev B'Yoyker. Because fats, animal fats, are more expensive, were more expensive than butter. So they mixed in butter. Upashit leila oisrei bahana. Vagam ki mitam tarba yesh loy mofi de nere shal chel vein asuyim mechel va kloyes. Vakar of levad. Dema arba mem kami de chalavim ukrumim shein ben karis. Even though that's the isser of, I guess he means schayra with chelav. There would be no isser because there's a lot of chelav that's not osser and that's shuma and a lot of fats that's not chelav. If keshaper yika basa b'chalav mishem tarum istani chalavim. So you'll say, out's the other shuman, it is basa chalav, there's not, but shuman there is. Achal kapadim mishem nevela yika. Da haroi behemish loyv dekechavim einam nishchatim. Gain lo shechtim animals. Vafilo achi osrei hagayim bahano adkan. Hakorch disfiulei. Afgab dis achil oleka isahano yika. Veherich bezeh, some sefer is marech, umasik, the vadai. Hamayru ubaka gain dogum revava. A paisik who paskas like the Dugal Mervava, imas kichin oisei, we can't have tainus on him. Avali kami didi osi, so the sefer, this shayla will come in front of me, and he oiser ka goin ka feyoy na hana, v'cheimash bahar ben gedei le'achrayim. So lemaisa, we have the prima gadim, the sub sefer, the ka feyoy na, three gedei le'achrayim, that are machmir. We don't have anybody who's makel outright. Even the Dagam Ravav is only makel b'makam hefsid. So it seems that halacha l'maisa there's ein amal ismaich to really to be makel. In aschichin I say some of b'makam hefsid. Someone comes in a shail of dog food, and they have a lot of they have dog food, and it's they're poor people, and it's absent. So in aschichin I say it's very hard to say that he can't rely on Dagam Ravav. But certainly to go to chatchila, it's an issue to go to chatchila. It's easy to say get rid of the dog. Some people like dogs, and you don't like
the kids. Then.
What?
Maybe it's a muffin capsule. I mean, seriously,
the dog needs it.
Yeah.
Why does the dog need it? Is
he said so?
People say, "Right, but there's no food. There's not possible challah." Start a hechsher. It'd be a very strange hechsher. They'll have to have OUD for dog. I don't know. Because the king of a hechsher, a real hechsher, is Boston the Veiler. But Boston the Veiler is mutter for dogs. What? Pesach? You can't give dogs regular meat. It's just expensive. You give kosher meat to a dog. They get sick from straight meat? Really? Why? If you talk about a hefsid, if the only way to have a seeing eye dog is that way, I would think for such people, that's makom hefsid, God lo mizu. You're not talking about financial hefsid, you're talking about being able to have a seeing eye dog. But I don't know, I would try, I don't know. If I would get a guy to feed it, it's not going to help. I'm still having enough of it. Try to think of an eitzah, how to get around it.
Those okay. Became a mufanaki.
What?
The
dogs here became a mufanaki.
Sell the dog.
Sell a Pesach would sell the dog. Okay. What? I had a teacher in the. We had a teacher in the yeshiva, Mr. Salzman. We had a teacher in school, an English teacher who had a ginger, a single eye dog. He patrolled the aisles during class. All right, so that's issue number two. Issue number three, turn please to the Ramah, next page. The next is the issue of parava milk. I would like to learn it with you and point out halacha lemaisa, how to work with parava milk, and I don't think it's such a big problem. We'll see why. Let's get to parava milk. He gets it over here because he's talking about Marisayin, which really is the makar of the Isra of Basar Eif Bechalav, is Basar Eif Bechalav is Rabbanim because it's really Marisayin. I just neglected, I want to point out to you, not because I have any agenda against anybody, but just when you learn Baschalav Tarumas, you should notice that the Marshal is always an extreme machmir. It's a good idea to have. And the Marshal is a Das Yachid. The Shah quotes him earlier. The Marshal holds Basa'if Bechalov is Dairaisa. He holds Basa'if. The language is very interesting. Sorry, it's back on page Dalid, in Shach Dalid. But he quotes that Das HaMechaber Baschai Vaif Eriyasa Bechila Efele Derech Bishol Olam Midrabanan Motabana Bishol Agamri Marshal Vahabach Usually the Mashal doesn't seem to mind arguing with Taisus all over the place. But here he quotes in Shari Dura that it's not fear. I really don't mean to label the Mashal in any way. We can have a Mashal that's Makel. But it just happens to be in Basa Bechalov in here and Taruvus especially. The Marshal consistently is a Shita Das Yochid L'Chai L'Hai. Okay.
Is there a Shita in the Gemara like that?
There's a Shita in the Gemara, of course. Yeah. So, the Mishnah. The what? The Slav, it's called Basar. So why is Eich not included? Okay. But what are you going to do in the Mishnah? Okay, let's see the Rambam. The third major Indian of the Sif is parava milk. Nagu lasais chalav meshkedim. Do they have today almond milk? I've seen rice milk.
Soy milk.
Okay, similar. I don't know. I have a grandson who uses soy milk, but it doesn't look like it's a dark milk. It's not a white milk. The parva creamers. Okay. So chala mishkeidu b'mnichem ba'basa'if, and they eat it together with poultry. Hayol ve'enei rak midrabanan. Now this is, like I say, an earth-shattering Ramah. The Ramah says, Maris ayin of a dairaisa, I'm worried about. Cholav shkeidim with basa behema, I'm worried about. But cholav shkeidim with basa oif, nogulas is cholav mishkeidim, umenichim ba basa oif, hoyel veine rak midrabanan. It sounds like he's saying, Maris ayin of a drabanan, I'm not worried about. Avo basa behema yeshaliach etzel, Eitzel hacholav shkeidim mishamar esayin. I'm worried about cholav shkeidim with basa behema. So you have to have a hecker, so put some almonds on the table, and somehow people will realize that it's that way. But basa oif, that's marasayin of a drabanan. Marasayin of a drabanan, no such thing. So this is a tremendous tumult, a new thing. There's no marasayin and it's a drabanan. Is that true? That there's no marasayin and it's a drabanan? What? They bring a rabbi for Milchus Chanukah. There's an Arisayan that a person didn't like. So there are two approaches to understanding this Ramah. There are two shittas in how to understand this Ramah. One explanation the Aruch HaShulchan brings, and he's not a Das Yachid, is that the Ramah means when it's two Durabanans, it's the Supreme God, Ben Aruch HaShulchan. Here it's two Durabanans. Why? Because it's Basar Oif, and it wasn't cooked together. We're talking about here, Menichim Ba Basar Oif. It's something that you don't cook together, you just eat together. So eating together, even Basar Behema and milk is a Durabanan. So here, it's two Durabanans. Since it's two Durabanans, a Marisayan of two Durabanans, Marisayan of two Durabanans, that he holds that will make them. Yeah. I want to get to it. What you're about to ask is right, but I want to go a step at a time. One second. Good. You're right. 1 second. I just want to go beside it. So that's the understanding of the Prima Gadim and Aruch HaShulchan. The Prima Gadim's Lashon is a little hard, but you're talking about Mepharshim and Yaradeya. Prima Gadim and Aruch HaShulchan is where we look for Pshat. So they say that's the Pshat in this Kula of the Ramah. There is another Pshat in the Yad Avram. Yad Avram, though, is printed on page 380, two pages later. Yad Avram says that the Chedrei Chadarim, he's talking, there's a rule, Kol Ma'ashasu Chazal B'Shamar Asayin, Afilu B'Chedrei Chadarim Asur. The Akash is on that from the Beferish and Gemaris. So the Pnei Yeshua says on the Gemara, and many Paiskim say this, that an Issa, Marasayin of a Dairaisa, is us even B'Chedrei Chadarim. Marasayin of a Dirabanon, you're allowed in your own house, Chedrei Chadarim means even your family's there, but it means not in a Suda Gedaila. So they say that Pshat in this Ramah is Bechedri Chadarim, you can be Meikel. But Papumbi, in an open place, in a wedding, some there are many people, that's how they learn. It's hard to push that into the Ramah, the Aruch HaShulchan Prima Gadim, much more mistaber. But those are the two shittas. Halacha l'maisa, the Ramah says that Basar Oif, Bechalav, there's no Marasayin. So we'll say Pshat is two Rabbanas. We don't mean to cook it together, but we mean to talk about two drabbanas. Let's see the Pisrei Tshuva, Yud. What? Is that? It's a marasayin of a drabban. It's a gzera l'gzera. When Chazal made a gzera l'gzera, they made it. There are times that they made marasayin of a drabban. Pisrei Tshuva Yud, Cholam Mishkeidim, Ayin Ber Heitim Mashakasa, Avam Rasha Pasa V'chulu, V'ayin Menach Rasvisha Kasafti, Mekomakim. Only in front of others. So here you have the Pisrei Tshuva. Nachasvi is the Pisrei Tshuva's own Chidushim Barichus, which is printed on the bottom. And he paskins that even if you're going to aser, you're only going to aser the Sudas Gedailos. Which is like the Yad Avram's explanation of the Ramah. He's not saying the explanation of the Ramah, he's saying it as a halacha l'maisa. Now, what I wanted to point out was this. First of all, today we wouldn't put shkeda, we put the container. Put the container down. The issue, which has been brought up, benegea desserts, putting parva creamer on the table, or parva ice cream, is really, it's a toss. Because we're not talking about eating it with meat. At a wedding, when they have parva creamer at dessert, that's not eating it with meat. That's eating it after meat. That's a step more. That, it doesn't say, even if you're eating basa behema, and you have it later, it doesn't say that they asked that out of maris ayin. Now, we have an old rule that maris ayin, according to Rav Paiskim, maris ayin is only what Chazal were geyser, not what they were in geyser. We don't come with our own maris ayin. That we had once in the Gilyam Arshah, in the second Chalik, and Ramesh in the Tshuva Paskins that way. He says, sometimes Chazal say, don't do it, Nehachashad. Nehachashad, so that's something that you should be careful, people shouldn't be chayshid you. It's good advice. Lamashal, Ramesh has his Tshuva about going into a trefa restaurant to buy container soda. Going into a trefa restaurant, buying a soda. So Ramesh says, don't do it. People should be chayshid you. But the Makom Tzairich, he says, look around. If you see from a yid, tell them I'm only going in for soda, and then you could go in. So I don't understand. Marisayin is mutter the Makom Tzairich? No, the pshat is there is no marisayin. You can't make your own marisayin, and you can't make your own marisayin. Just that Ramesh says, watch out for chashad anyway. But we don't make more marisayin now for dessert. So that's one. Reason that's not really any problem using it as dessert because that's not Chazal were in Geyser. Cholav Shkedim Achar Basar. They were Geyser, Cholav Shkedim in Basar. And not La Achar Basar. Now, there's a second heter which Rav Palm had said in Shir. It bothered me because revival in the Badi HaShulchan is Mefakfek on it. So I looked, I found the heter in the Kaf HaChayim. Rapam said that when it's a dover yadua, it's well known that power of milk exists and it's often served, that itself takes away marasayin. The marasayin was when something is not shchiach, and not when something is shchiach. And here I see in the Kaf HaChayim, but the Kaf HaChayim bothered me on my first thing. That dessert is different. Let me read to you. Bekushtantina, Constantinople. They like to eat rice cooked with this part of the milk. Says at weddings they put it after eating tafshile basar in Paris and McDonald's. So he says, what's the heter? So he writes, the heter is because it's a dova yadua that it's mutter. He says, it's well known that people use Cholav Shkedim. So this bothered me. This is afterwards. Here, his lashon is that they put it on the Shulchan Achar Achilas Tavshilei Basar and Peres Umagdanim. Weiss, he held not like what I said. That even afterwards, there's a problem. It's interesting, he's a Sfardi. He's a Shemati Shenaygen Lechol Alei Agefen Vikruv Mamulim Bebasar and Cholav Shkedim. They had stuffed cabbage together with Chol Shkedim, which I never knew was a Chol Shkedim kafui, hardened Chol Shkedim, what? Stuffed grape leaves, okay. And so here it's already with it. Here it's already mamish bepeechos. So he says, Efshalosis tam lahatir, kibich ala raiv, besunis gadal, so mitzalas chasadim nogu lasis, Iris b'cholav shkedim al arayv they do it. A mevi nice bekaris chashuvim al apaskaris miuchadais viyafais sheinach l'mem tavshil v'game chelu oilim in peiris and mcdonais nikkur ma'oid shucholav shkedim ukubat shenikkur heitim b'makay b'vishata yosem yadachas shkedim. By the time it's a dish that everyone knows, and maybe it's even more. Also, I know Talmud the Rabbanon achlu minay
v'shasku. What they do with the first
wedding? I can't. Maybe the first wedding they had shkedim, and now it's already well known. So mitzad echad, Hitaka says, seems to say, if it's well known that it's mutter. On the side sheni, he seems to be worried even afterwards. It's mutter. He has this funny second heter. He says on the stuffed cabbage, until you cut the cabbage, until you put it in your mouth, you can't see that there's meat there. And he says they put other things in cabbage. Lav dafka meat, they fill it with other things. So he says that's like chedre chedarim. That's already, you can't see that it's meat. I don't know, the way we eat stuffed cabbage, the meat is all over the plate. So maybe they put a very small amount of meat and a very large amount of cabbage.
You won't be able to see.
However, just it's late, I want to tell you there are two significant issues. One is margarine. Margarine, which you go to a fleshiger restaurant, they put on the table bread with margarine. Now here it's a little trickier because sometimes people do eat it the same mouthful.
And
people do eat bread the same mouthful.
And
there's some margarines which are dairy. So here it's already chalukei minhagim among. There's some echsherim that are makpid that it be margarine in the packet that has on it the container, so to speak, the label. There are others who are saimach on the fact this heter that lemaisa, it's shchiach ma'oid to have margarine. Some people are makpid for health reasons. They feel margarine is somehow more helpful than butter. And it's, they change it now, okay. But akoponim, so they are those. So there are chalufei minhagim, amount of sherim. It's not a big deal. It's not going to ask a kalim or anything. But, you know, if you want to be machmas, so don't eat the margarine. There's not a problem having it on the table. If you want to be machmas, don't use it. But there's a second issue, which is a new issue. It's not so shchiach. But the issue came to us in one of our pizza stores. And that is, it seems they have pizza, the guy like pizza with salami slices on it.
Pepperoni.
Okay. The question is, parava meat. They're talking about parava milk. I'm talking about parava meat. When you have a pizza with sliced pepperoni, pepperoni's meat?
Yeah.
Sliced pepperoni in it, and it's phony meat. Why does the halacha, are you allowed to have such a thing? Or how would you exactly make a simen? You have the package? Alright, so we put up a sign. But the truth is a sign, is that a good enough heter for chalav shkeidim? Is that a good enough heter for chalav shkeidim? To have a sign? Is that good? Anybody at Shulchan brings Makairis that just writing a sign is not a heter. You have to put something there. You have to put something that's nicker. So what we did is we inquired, or when they came to ask us, they inquired for us that the Bedatz in Yerushalayim is matir with a sign. Now, I don't know if they're matir with a sign because they hold the sign is enough. Or you can argue there was never a gzera on par of a meat. Never was such a gzera on par of a meat. The truth is, it doesn't really look so much like meat, except that people know that this is the type of meat that they have with it. So the Bedatz Yerushalayim has a psak that it's okay with a sign, and I think that's what we were saimachan. I don't remember which piece. But what?
We have
a tumul
over it.
You have a tumul over it, and we'll find Makairis maybe for it. But these are the two issues, the margarine and the pizza. I wanted to do sif dalid. It's a short sif. If you have the time, it's just a quick sif. Also, levashel b'chol of isham, it may marisayim. It's another type of power of a milk. Nursing woman's milk. But since it's only a marisayim issue, if power of a milk fell into a chicken soup, or a woman's milk fell into a chicken soup, so I don't know if you're aware that the woman's milk is not chol of deraisa, and therefore that's mutter. What? One second. No, but once it fell in and melted in, there's no marisayim because it was fell and melted in. So it's mutter. And there, if he said the choshkein, the asul of ashul chatchila, the chol of tmeya, basa tamei, the chol of tar, davka basa behema, avu b'efter rabbanan lachush by deraisa dika meat. You're not allowed to cook with any of these types of milks because of marisayim. The shaila is, if someone has chol of isha, is it good enough to put shkeidim? As it says, a hecker. Is that good enough to put shkeidim as a hecker for chol of isha? Because you can argue that now I'm advertising that it's pirate. On the other hand, it's a lie. It's not even true. It's a lie. So I have, let's say I have power of a milk, I have power of a creamer, and I don't have a container. I happen to have in my house soy milk, because I have a grandson that's allergic to milk. I have soy milk. So let's say I want to cook with power of a creamer. Could I take the soy milk container and put it on the table? But I'm not using soy milk. It doesn't taste so good. I'm using regular coffee creamer. Could I put soy milk as a hecker for it? Does the hecker have to be emis? or the heker doesn't have to be emes. So what? So I'm not sure if that's good enough. But the Ashulchan says, how could you put a lie that's a heker? Maybe the person tasting it will realize that it's not that. They'll realize that it's a lie. On the other hand, if he tastes it, he'll realize it's not milchik either. Okay, sifei next week.